Welcome to Rusak Gamers.
Welcome to the Rusak Gamers podcast. This is episode 9 of our Burning Wheels Gold campaign, Flames of Gold. I was listening to the Burning Wheel Headquarters guys on the Genesos podcast recently. Unfortunately, when given the chance, they didn't mention our little podcast as a teaching tool for the system. I mean, come on. We demonstrate how not to run the game each and every week. Anyway, I've got to tell you, I just love it when my character Cole gets to beat up on that annoying elven bard Talithel. So I smack him around a bit on this episode. Not as much as usual, though. There's a little bit of hassle over the axe Cole took from Thorsbane, as well as a 70s sitcom scene involving a spy, a captain, and a dwarven doctor. All this, and Todd rolls horribly in another duel of wits. Comments, critiques, or complaints to 502-4141-RU, which is 502-4141-766. Or send us an email, roy@rusakgamers.com. Or drop by our forum at rpgcrosstalk.com. You can also play along at home by following us almost live from our Obsidian Portal campaign page. Links to all of these sites are at podcast.rusakgamers.com. Enjoy the show.
Oh, you were there. Joe was there. You were sick. All right, I was thinking of last. Duh. Get it.
No, it happened because I wasn't there.
Right. And Todd's here now.
I'm so glad our time together means so much to you.
Remember? Because I said the whole thing where I thought I was the youngest gamer. Like, I mean, I thought.
Hang out.
I thought Joe was the youngest gamer, but it wasn't.
I mean, Jason's a little younger than Joe.
But no, I don't mean by that. I mean as far as the time of gaming.
Hello, Todd.
How's it going, fellas?
Well.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How old? Happy anniversary.
How old? Yeah.
Ancient.
42.
You have
42. Wow.
You now know the answer to the
ancient
world.
That's
right. That's life, right. Universe, and everything.
You do realize you have the penultimate date of birth.
How's that?
Because mine was born the next day.
Oh, really? 10-9?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Phil. I'm Roy.
I'm Bill.
Jeff.
I'm Joe.
Dad.
Todd!
Jason.
No.
And I'm distraught.
Did he clip it?
Oh, he clipped it.
I'm distraught that I hang out with people.
You want me to try that one again?
No, thanks. I can't hear you.
What?
What? Do we want? What?
I don't like hanging out with you. I feel like a pedophile.
How old are you?
37. 36?
27?
37.
It's not so bad.
You're young.
Old man. I'm not old.
So you're younger, aren't you?
I'm 37. 36.
And I'm not a man.
No, it's a woman.
Old woman.
Yeah.
Not old.
You can address me by my name.
I'm 30 years old.
You can listen to a great podcast.
What?
Ours?
Hollywood. Well, yes.
Great podcast. Rusak Gamers.
Something called Hollywood Babylon.
Really?
Yeah, it's a Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman, who's a radio personality in L.A. It's a riot. The whole thing. All the way through.
Really?
Yeah. Really good. Okay.
Well, I don't even
want to hear. And mind you, I was saying half the conversation to the floor a second ago. Hi, this is Todd Morrow. Happy to help you today. Hi, Bubba Little on W. I don't have to go to work today.
Happy.
Happy.
Thanks.
Giving.
Giving from W. K. R. P.
What is wrong with you?
The doors are opening up. Something's coming out.
God is my witness. I thought turkeys could fly.
It's falling to the ground. And there's another one, and they're coming down. They're hurling, they're dropping like stones. And, oh my God, they're turkeys!
Kids remember today, that. Kids today just don't understand that was probably one of the funniest 30 minutes
it was
of
a,
TV of all
time. Oh, it was classic. Absolutely classic. Whippersnapper. You weren't there for it, were you?
What are you talking
about?
No.
You'll get the YouTube link on Thanksgiving.
When that was on, Joe was singing.
When were you a sailor?
But he was the best seaman in the
universe. That's right.
I was the strongest swimmer.
That's right.
Indeed.
Passed up all those astronauts and presidents.
Nobel Prize
winner. By the way, Slacker coming through. Slacker coming through.
The guy to invent the perpetual engine. Went by him. Nerd sperm can't swim. Go ahead.
They fly.
They fly.
Okay, ooh. I guess that's our banter for this evening.
Banter, banter, banter.
All right, Joe, Bill, what can you? Why don't you get Todd and Joe caught up? I mean, you started to do that before, and
yeah, well, this is more fun.
Oh well, hell, I don't know. I brought my book. You never know why you bring your book. Is it? All right.
We're done.
So, you all got kind of shanghaied. Being absent from the story. All
right.
We are at the port of No Hope. All of you. Because the dwarf decided that the elf was going to go. And while they were arguing about it, the captain of the ship set sail. For some reason, the docks were on fire. The warehouse district was on fire.
All the ships were leaving to get away from the fire. To get away from the docks. I don't know how it started. Nobody does. But it's a mystery how that fire started.
Nobody has said how the fire started.
It's amazing, though.
Yeah.
Amongst
your companions is a punk rock snake, ex-rock snake, with two broken legs.
He hasn't acted very punkish, though, since we've kidnapped him.
Give him time.
So you all arrive at the port.
Okay.
Shortly after you disembarked, you went to meet with Madrotter at his ship.
Okay.
And then the alarm sounded. Admiral Flint has set siege to the port.
Are we out of... So we're going into the...
We are in. We are in and docked. We got off the Shadow Chaser, went immediately to Red Sky...
Morning.
And found the captain, told him what was up, warned him that Flint was on his way, and then the alarm went off pretty much as we were warning him. Yeah. So, and right now, people are running around. I'm on the ship with...
all of you are on the ship except for the elf and Cole.
He's keeping an eye on
the elf. Other elf, sorry.
Okay.
It's been only one elf.
Talithel and... Yeah. He went down to the docks.
That one's got a black eye, so we can tell the
point of note that is not known.
Yes.
Your blade is in Ethan's possession.
But you don't know about that. Right. Yeah, he told me that.
And soon to be the hilt, too.
That was a comedy of errors there.
So currently you are in the company of Captain Madrotter.
Okay.
And you have a siege to deal with, and Senzio and the Blade, and this is where your Iron Sand is supposed to be contracted from, if you recall back to that.
Oh yeah.
No, it's on the ship.
No, it's in this port.
In the port.
Oh, okay.
The port itself is a large port, smooth water, sealed.
Okay.
The entranceway is very treacherous, which is why it's a pirate haven as opposed to a normal shipping port.
Mm-hmm.
If you've seen How to Train a Dragon,
mm-hmm.
Roy hasn't.
You suck well.
Terrible.
The rocks and outcroppings as they're going to the dragon nest.
Right.
That's the entrance to this port.
Okay.
Only those who know how to get here can get here.
Okay.
So Admiral Flint's siege is around the rocks. No one's going to be able to get out.
But he can't necessarily.
But he can't get his forces in.
Okay.
In any easy manner.
Okay. All right.
He might be able to send longboats in, shipboats, which would be completely reasonable, but this port is prepared for that kind of assault.
Okay.
So it, on the surface, it looks like it's going to be a siege.
Okay.
Which, considering that everything the port gets comes from the sea, they're backed by a huge mountain, that's a serious threat.
Mm-hmm.
And the port is full. There are ships everywhere. So there's a large amount of mouths in the port.
Okay. But at this point, has anybody started freaking out? I mean,
is No. Well,
I mean, they're not thrilled, I'm sure.
They're not thrilled. There's no panic.
Okay.
Concerned self-interest, yes, but no panic.
We haven't started looting yet.
And with that setting, we'll need beliefs.
I got mine.
Okay.
The lion must be stopped. Find and kill him. Find him and kill him. Deliver Finn's blade and Cincio's hilt to the green-eyed agent at Lost Hope. And you can talk your way out of any problem.
Okay. And if you have questions about setting, whether something makes sense to you or not, just let them out.
Can I get that bottle of poison back from you? Before you hurt yourself?
So we're working on beliefs now.
I came up with some beliefs offline. Ha ha ha. I can do mine if people are still contemplating.
Doug's gone. Everyone else is thinking.
Gone. Well, I would.
Okay, well, apparently.
Well, okay, so Jeff has to go. Beliefs for Cole. This dwarven acts as special. I will find out its history. Talithel is a problem. If he starts singing for anything but a performance, I will hit him.
Again.
Thug.
And now, Jason changing it. And number three, the boy must be protected. I will kill anyone who threatens him.
Which boy?
Cincio.
Okay.
Because we're now on that ship.
Okay. All right, you ready for mine?
Sure.
Okay, number one, I will use any means necessary to protect Captain Madrada from Admiral Flint. Number two, the rock snake Trey needs guidance. I will mentor him on what it means to be a dwarf. So I focused in on him but generally kept that one. Talithel's voice is the most beautiful sound I've ever heard. I will protect it from harm.
I'm going to fight a dwarf.
It won't be much of a fight. Then the oath is I must protect Sir Shane's secret and his orphan son, Cincio. I may just work that down to Cincio, because I don't know if we've ever sort of decided what the secret is, or that I know maybe that the sword is Sarah Shane's secret, has to do with the secret.
Oh, you've already said what your secret is.
Oh, okay. All right, from back. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, we went with that. All right, I don't know if you had, when we talked, I thought you had something else in mind. I didn't know if you had decided to go with, you would prefer yours as opposed to my suggestion, but that's fine.
Okay, I really don't know what we're talking about now.
Then we'll go with mine. my belief on what the secret is.
Right. Cincio is...
Yes.
Fells.
Yes.
Everyone knows that. Okay. But no one knows that.
But no one knows that. Okay.
Fair enough. Well, I'm just going to leave mine the same because I'm kind of stabbing in the dark a little bit. The only one that really... Love is for poets. I'll leave it. No married women. I'll leave it.
You're on a ship.
I don't really know.
When women aren't available, do the next best thing?
No, not really sure.
There's a killer on board the ship. The guy back in the first city.
The guy who killed Sir Shane.
Was hired by the Lion, and the Lion is on board this ship.
So not the killer, but the person who hired.
Right. The mastermind behind it all.
Actually, he's not on the ship right now, but he came here on this ship.
Right.
There was three...
Who was a crew member of the ship?
There was three new crew members who joined the ship at Emporios.
Where we were.
Where you were. And all three of them are off ship right now.
Okay. Then I will change number one.
Does he know that, though? Because I don't think Doug's even told anybody about that.
Doug didn't.
I did mention there was a killer on board the ship. Yes,
I think did maybe talk to me.
Doug did talk to him.
Right, but he hadn't said anything to anybody else.
Yeah, he told me that the Carol, Sir Shane's killer is on this ship, and so that's when I went to check on the boy. But that's all I know. I don't even really know who he is or anything, so.
Neither do I.
Okay, well, how about I change Love is for Poets to I Will Help Expose Sir Shane's Killer.
But we already know who Sir Shane's killer is.
Well, we know he's a lion, but we don't know who he is.
Right? No, no.
The person who had Sir Shane's
Moretooth, killer. Moretooth was the killer.
Okay.
The plot to have had, the plot, or, I mean, then, I don't know.
I'll help expose the spy who hired Moretooth.
Or the person who hired Moretooth. No, whoever hired Moretooth. Mm-hmm. I'll wait and work it up if you want to.
Does that work for you, Bill?
Yeah.
Okay. Of course, it may be the fate or persona.
I will help expose the person who hired Moretooth. I will accompany and protect my friends using magic if necessary. That's my third one.
So, you want to tighten that up, any?
It's your belief to hide the fact you have magic?
I don't have magic.
He used to have it.
No.
Joe used to be you weren't going to let anybody know you had magic.
Yeah, he's given up on it. Jason, do you have stuff?
Are you done, Jim?
Yes.
Okay. Senzio's safety is more important than Madrauder's. Second one, will I find Maria and settle my debt.
Ooh.
Third one is... Still
your debt with who? Him?
Pay somebody.
Why?
Because I wasn't there to sink.
Neither was she. No, they only pulled the ships back. She didn't leave.
Oh. I misunderstood that. You said all the ships were leaving.
Leaving the docks.
Yeah, I think you clarified that last game, too. Yeah. It's like they were pulling back, and I said, well, she's leaving. And he said, well, they're not really leaving. They're just pulling back from the dock to avoid the fire.
Wood fire.
Yeah.
Damn, yeah.
What fire?
Yeah, Cole's fire blind. He doesn't see it.
There's no fire.
Well, at least on the right side.
Yes.
That's on fire.
Both of my eyes.
Eddie, go get some
Jason, get some kerosene. What was your third?
Do the special request for Baron Fuss.
Oh, okay. And the barrel he... Did we talk about the barrel?
No, we have not talked about the barrel.
The barrel that we got from... Which may come up later. You might want to use it. The barrel of grog that he
from
got.
Horse Bane.
Right, when we were fighting with him, and he started singing. The ship started to list and rock and stuff because all the sailors just stopped what they were doing, and the ship just started to go off course. Anyway, we were fighting, and the barrel dropped and started rolling around. Well, it turns out, in dwarven runes on the side, it's Greek fire. So we're like, here, you get him. I'll hold the Greek fire. And so nice. it's been turned over to Captain Madrauder.
No, the other captain.
Shadow Chaser's captain. So he has it.
We didn't take it away.
You didn't take it off the boat.
And he's left.
You were still at sail.
That's right. Okay. All right. All right. You're right. I'm confused.
Jazz bug out of his hand?
No, you guys are right. Okay. Darn it.
Everyone was ensorcelled but me and Jeff.
Ensorcelled. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well.
Wonderment.
I wasn't wonderminted. Mm-hmm. But.
You greeted.
But I let my greed take over instead.
You ready for.
Yes, sir.
My first belief stays the same, which is make my own swords, my own standards. Second one is, given the opportunity, I will connect the hilt and the blade. And third is, ensure passage of the iron ore back to the city.
So you're going to pass some iron ore?
No. In other words, I want to get it out of this port. If I have to go to the Admiral to get it out, then I will.
Admiral Flint?
Yeah.
Who's attacking us now?
Yeah. Because, see, I'm making weapons for Admiral Flint. And the iron ore that I make that has to come out of here is actually being made for his weaponry.
Wow, you're a traitor.
No, I'm...
He's obeying a contract.
Yeah.
He makes swords for the underworld, remember?
Yeah.
Unscrupulous only begins to touch it.
Don't touch my unscrupulous.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good to me. Okay.
So, Joe was just telling us about his new washer and dryer. Joe, why don't you just repeat that?
It's candy apple red and chrome. It looks like Optimus Prime. I'm going to get an Autobot emblem and stick it right in the middle. I'm going to name it Mega Washbot.
Yeah.
All right.
You have breath stains, Joe.
Joe, use more toilet paper.
Skin marks, Joe.
So, you all are with Madrotter.
Oh, with Senzio.
They are.
Is Senzio with upstairs? Is he there?
Yes.
Too? Okay, cool. And?
And you all are with Madrotter. Speak forth.
Yeah. Captain, what can we...
In the excitement, I will stealthily and inconspicuously slip away to his cabin.
I will say, Captain, we must get away from Vince. He is here to take you into custody and to see you executed for treason. We must get you away. What can we do?
Well,
give the order, Captain.
Anyone want to know?
No, that? Now! Give us the order!
Okay, just mess with you. That's...
Just make us only one beer.
I'm sorry. It's not the beer, it's the caffeine.
It's the crap beer.
It's not the beer, it's the caffeine. Sorry. I'm sorry.
It's not the beer, it's just... the caffeine?
They put caffeine in your beer?
Yes.
Wow.
That would explain the psychosis.
Loco. And the paranoia.
I'm sorry, Bill. Glad.
Anyone want to notice Ethan sneaking off?
I'm on the dock, so I can't.
I do. I want to observe him.
Okay.
I want
sweet,
to...
I finally get to test this.
Sure. Heck yeah, games. Man. Let's roll some dice.
Mm-hmm.
If I could only make... Can I work greed into
this? Get him, Joe. Don't
no,
him go
if he was sneaking away, I'd work my greed into it. Any one routine test tonight, Bill.
I don't care what he does. Really? I'm mad that we're here. You and I need to figure out why we're here and how can we make the best of it.
Okay, my perception, is it perception or just our observation?
I don't care about this kid.
It's observation. Unless you don't have it, then it's perception.
Perception, a double test. All right, I do not have observation, so I guess I'm opening observation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've already started.
What about Briggs and Finn?
Test number two.
Finn?
What about me?
What do you want to be doing? You want to be watching Ethan slip
away? Are you
away
interested
or?
In seeing Ethan slip away? Or are you going to watch the captain and the dwarf talk?
No, I want to see somebody slip away.
Or lean over the side and watch the dwarf and the human, the elf and the human go at it.
Go at it in what sense?
Not that ahead. Sense.
He's already given him black.
Come on!
Already popped it once.
Oh,
cold cocky, knocked him flat out.
Foreplay.
Yeah.
Is
Ethan the little boy?
No, Ethan is.
Oh, you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I want to see what
all right.
I don't trust him. Something's wrong with him. He's cool, but something's wrong.
You're not cool, he's crazy.
Kind of cool.
Technically, I'm off kilter.
All right. My perception is 6.
What are we testing first?
I'm testing my observation.
This year's stealthy.
Stealthy, okay.
And I can't help because I don't have it.
Right. Todd?
Yes.
Do you have observation on Finn?
I have Finn-wise. I don't know.
Finn-wise. That's very nice.
So you know a lot about sharks?
I think that was one of the ones I was opening. Yes, it is one of the ones I'm opening.
All right.
So, I will observe you, turkey.
Now, this is a stat, so it depends on how you want to roll the story.
Roll Doom and the Benelli.
Okay.
Doom independently.
Can you say that fast again?
Do them independently.
Okay.
Do them independently is what he's saying.
Okay.
In some...
Independent.
In some Barry Allen type speed vortex.
There you go.
But he spoke chipmunk.
The Flash sucks.
That's the vortex.
One.
Oh, did you roll?
Yeah.
Are we rolling? I thought we were going. Hold on. I thought you were going to say something else.
3 successes, 2 sixes.
Okay, so
you answered the question that I hadn't gotten to around to asking yet.
Okay. I get one. I get
two, three, four, five.
And I want to burn a fate to reroll a failure. Can
it's
I do that?
It's not open-ended.
Oh!
Wait.
Does it have to be open-ended to do that?
Perception open-ended?
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Okay, that's right. They changed that.
I got 5. I
Against a six.
So far.
I know, it's double.
Right.
I can't do anything else. That's it. So.
Yeah. He doesn't, the captain does not notice you either.
Okay. So what's the opposite of that?
How many successes did you get?
Five.
Just two, one. Your obstacles are two.
So three out of two is a routine?
Three out of two might be a difficult.
Yeah, three out of two.
Three out of two is routine.
That must be right where it changes then.
Yeah.
But you have, before doubling, three.
Knight five.
Five. Yeah, that counts for learning.
Right. So I got my second observation test. I need two more. Before I can advance it.
Yeah!
So now, Flynn's, Ethan sneaks off. And nobody's the wiser?
Nobody's the wiser.
Best guys spy suck. Ever.
Hey, you want to... I can't wait till he, unleashes a crowd Briggs? On you. We'll find out who sucks.
Are you interested in doing anything at this time?
I'll stick with Talithel.
So you're on the dock with us as well.
Okay.
Is that where you're at?
Yeah.
He's on the dock. What are you doing down here, Talithel?
I'm waiting for them to get done.
He's just being obstinate.
Oh!
He's being Talithel.
He's going to rabble rouse in
my turn. So I don't care if he gets on this
What
ship.
Is it you're looking to do?
I'm going to start my rhyme of tongues. I'm going to go find me a boat to get on board.
Rhyme of tongues doing?
Basically, I'll start to learn Dwarven.
Rhyme of tongues does what?
Elven lore masters spend many years studying the language of all things. A simple rhyme helps them remember what they have learned and allows them to communicate with nearly any creature. Once the rhyme is successfully sung, the spell lasts for hours equal to the elf's will.
Okay.
And basically, depending on the odd, I can do foreign languages or talk to animals.
And you want to speak Dwarven, why?
I might need a Dwarven.
Huh?
Might need a Dwarven boat to get me home. I can already speak Elf.
Have we met Dwarves that don't speak common, whatever language we're speaking?
No, not usually.
He wants to be able to do it so
he doesn't understand.
They don't understand what he's saying to the Dwarves.
Okay. Well, you already speak Elven.
You could find an elven ship.
No, let him sing, because he's not doing a performance.
Whack! It's going to be two black eyes.
So my question is, would I choose what I want to try to accomplish?
What page are you on?
149. Or do I roll and that's what I can get?
Well, once again... Why do you want to sing this when you don't even know if there's a dwarf and captain you're going to talk to?
Because right now I do know that on the Shadow Chaser is a dwarf.
Who doesn't want to talk to you ever again. You're quite confident of that.
Yeah. But I know if there's one captain that's a dwarf, I can find another one.
Oh, could he use it as as almost a link test to help him circle up a dwarven captain?
Ooh. Look at
look
Roy.
Look at me trying out rules. Yeah.
Look at Roy.
Roy trying to play.
Oh, extrapolating and stuff.
Look. Here's the box. And here's Roy right on the edge.
You're on the outside.
Got my tippy toes hanging off.
You paradigm breaker.
Okay. If you can just cast it and speak dwarf, or you can use it as a link test. If that is your desire.
Oh, please start
that's
singing.
What you, if you're wanting to find a dwarven captain...
Yeah, I want to find a dwarf.
In that case, it would make more sense to do this as a link test into your circles. If that is what you're after.
There you go.
So your obstacle is two for this. Foreign language.
Cocked.
Yeah.
We got one. I just got one.
Okay. He's singing.
Okay. engage. I will step up on him. I warned you.
Do, so violent. Is there any chance that the dwarf would hear Talco? La 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 la.
Are you threatening him, or are you going to?
Oh no, I'm going to hit him.
Okay.
Or are you hitting him, or are you just trying to like clap your hand over his mouth to keep him from singing?
No, I'm just hitting him.
That won't necessarily stop him from singing.
Oh well, if it knocks him out,
punch him in the mouth.
Damn, you are.
Hey, I'm glad we started playing with the fight rules, Bill. Really, really, this is
bloody versus.
No,
no.
Hold that thought.
Oh man, I'm jonesing, and he's cutting me off.
That's cool.
Are you going to punch him, or are you going to hit him with your sword?
Well, there's nothing we... Madrader's speaking. Nothing we can do right now. Wait until we find out what's going on out there. Yeah, you say it's Flint, and I believe you, but how many ships? What's their intention? I mean, if they're planning on starving us out, you look how many ships are in port right now. They got a fight on their hands.
Oh, see, I thought they were attacking. Oh, they were actually attacking.
No.
Do we have any idea how many... Ooh, wait a minute.
But if you remember how difficult it is to get into the port, only people who know how to sail it are people who have been brought into it. And at this point, Flint has not turned any of the pilots into his service, so he can't just sneak in and kill everyone.
Okay, so they're just, right now, they're just sort of setting up a blockade.
Blockade, siege, considering all food stuffs come in from the sea, very much a siege. And, like I said, there are a lot of ships in port right now. Almost like the Admiral was waiting for the strength of a pirate to be all in one place.
Okay, I'm thinking about trying to open up Flintwise. Or starting... Well, everybody open up a wise for you all kill. So, well, Sir Shamewise, I might as well erase that.
Thor's, but he was dead before it began.
Thor's Banewise.
You have to blame Cole for that.
Well, thank God you can't kill observation.
Darkness. Blind him.
Huh?
Darkness.
There you go. I'm blinded.
I attacked the darkness.
I'm thinking about opening Flintwise, but I don't know what fact I would want to establish.
Flint has three nipples.
And six fingers.
Yes. He's got tactically. Polydactyl. There you go. Polydactic.
Gesundheit.
Okay.
Finn, any desires?
Uzkull
seems you're on deck of the Red Sky morning.
Okay.
With Senzio, Captain Madrader.
He has the bullet. Uzkull. I have the hilt.
You have nothing.
I have the blade.
Back in your shop.
Right. I still have the blade.
But you don't have you don't have the hilt.
Right. So the boy's got the hilt.
Captain Madrader has it.
He does. Okay. All right. I want to go see him and talk to him.
He's right in front of you.
Okay.
We're sitting talking.
Telling him, look, I've got the blade for this. And
for what?
For the hilt.
The hilt?
Yeah, the sword that I gave him and the boy earlier.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's in my cabin.
Right. I have the blade that actually goes with that hilt now.
Really?
Yes.
Well,
and I want to connect them.
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention that. I've been looking over it, and there's a secret code on there.
On what?
The hilt on the hilt.
Blade.
The hilt.
What does that say?
Well, I don't know. I need the blade.
Well, but how do you know it's a secret code?
Because I know these things.
Okay.
He made a roll. All
right. Well, that case...
He's the bad guy.
Once we get back to the city,
you're paranoid.
We'll put him together. But I need to have the hilt. We'll get the blade together, and I'll get him. And then, since the boy, we've confirmed the fact that he is the son of Sir Shane, correct?
There's nothing to confirm.
The boy will tell you that.
Okay.
That's not in question.
Okay.
The dwarf knows it's untrue. But that fact is not in question.
Okay. All right. Well, then, you know, until that point...
Well,
sure. It needs to be connected.
Well, let's go get it.
Okay. Are we going to leave?
No, the hilt.
Oh, okay. But, I thought we were going to go back. I was going to be happy.
We're under siege.
Well, no, we're under siege, but, I mean, I think I can get us out of here.
Okay.
All right.
Really? How can you get us out
of here? Well, let me ask you, what has he got in his storage areas underneath here? Has he got anything?
Nothing right now.
Okay. Can he get some the black iron ore? Can he get some of that?
Well, I don't have that kind of money.
No, it's already paid for. All we got to do is get it.
Fine.
Okay. Because if
you I need to make a profit off of it, though.
Well, of course. I wouldn't expect anything different. But right now, this ore is already paid for, and it needs to go back to the city.
Sure.
Okay. So I guess what's your main concern? Getting out of here?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And there's a whole navy out there.
Okay. How about, let's do this. Is there a smaller ship that I can go out and see the Admiral? Bum, bum, bum.
I will go with him.
Possibly, but...
I will go with him.
Something like that has to go past the Council of Captains. No one of us can act on his own in a situation like this.
Okay, well, I mean, that's fine.
But get Keith Richards in here, man.
I mean, I'm not asking you to take your entire ship out there, just...
I will go with you.
One dinghy.
The dwarf will go with me.
I will talk to this man.
Yes.
We will talk to Admiral Finn, and we'll make him see sense.
He has no sense, but I said, you can't go out there without permission of the Council of Captains.
We will address the Council of Captains.
Hasn't been called yet, although it'll probably be called soon.
Yeah.
Now, do you want the hilt or not?
Yes.
You're not here.
Okay, let's go get it.
Let's go get the hilt.
Ethan, you sneak off.
Okay. I go to the cabin, use the key, try to steal the hilt.
That is a very good idea. Before we go, we need to find Briggs. He will go with us. He knows.
He's right there.
He's out there with them.
Well, yeah, he's right there.
He's on the dock. Yeah. We must go get him, and he will come with us because he knows his wife.
Sounds good to me.
Yes,
let's do it.
Biblically. Oh wait, no, he doesn't.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
They're still married.
Awesome.
Who's persuasion? Why are you being sneaky when this is an open table?
You're under a time constraint at this point.
Sure.
You obviously want to get in and get out as quickly as possible.
Right.
So
get the hilt and head off the boat.
You got the key. So, speed test to get in, do your business, and get out as a link test to an inconspicuous to then walk past everyone who's coming your direction without drawing attention to yourself.
Okay, that sounds good. So what's the obstacle for the speed test?
Speed obstacle is 3.
Okay.
And I'm just curious. I mean, because you're not looking at a book or anything. Are you just coming up with that, or is that? Or do you know that on the table in there?
There's a table about how difficult any task is.
Okay. And where does that come in? I'm just curious.
Well, now you're making me look up the table.
No, I'm sorry for stopping the game, but I'm just curious about how you come to that for when I like to when I run.
Exactly. That's why I'm actually trying to find it.
But you're just using the generic table. Yeah. I'll find it. If you have it, I'll please continue.
I will burn a persona.
It says, a risky act, an act you accomplish if you concentrate. A risky act. Is that where you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there's another one in there also. But
for
it's
the players at
the
home,
same.
That is page...
15? Of the new Burning Wheel Gold.
That's
the revised one.
Three successes.
Sweet. Finn is going to be pissed.
Yes, he is. 4 dice and I'm out 3. That's difficult? Or does that start becoming a gene?
I don't know. Hold on. Difficult.
So now you're plus one die on your inconspicuous test.
Okay.
As you try and walk past the captain and Finn and Uzkull. And,
Well, didn't he already, like, walk out of the room without us seeing him?
He walked off the deck into the ship. Now he's trying to walk out of the captain's cabin, which you all are walking to.
Oh. Dab, dab, dab.
So, there's the three skill, the plus one for the link test, and I'll draw another persona.
Now, okay. Are these opposed?
This is opposed.
Observation again?
Observation.
Observation. On
all us? Okay.
Now, do you want to succeed on spotting Ethan, or because if you want to succeed, you need to help each other. One of you needs to lead.
I can't help. We can't. I don't think we can help.
No.
Both of these.
Stats can't help skills.
Oh, if I have a skill that can help him? Or?
No. Stats can help stats.
Mm-hmm.
Stats can't help skills. Neither one of you is rolling a skill.
Right.
You're rolling stats. Stats can help stats, so one of you can help the other.
Even if we're opening.
Yeah, because it's a stat roll.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Okay. Meanwhile, I will. What's your perception?
Four.
Six.
Okay.
Look over there, Finn. He is walking out of the cat. I wonder what he is doing.
The drawer is also interested in knowing why he's.
And I want to do. I'm going to burn a persona on this.
We really want to find this one out.
And I hope to God I get some sixes, because I got to get rid of some fate. I'm fate laden.
Bond
two.
No!
Two. So you're looking for a four.
Three sixes and a 5-6. Captain helped.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Oh, look at that.
Loss is loss.
What is Ethan doing coming out of your quarters, Captain?
What's the album?
like a six. One. You want me to burn some fate so you can get a better
it's
test?
It's a three.
One, two, three, four. 5-6. Yeah, so 3. Yours?
Thank you. So 3 out of 3 is difficult?
Yes.
Yep.
It's a 4 out of 3. The link counts. So, Ethan is clearly
drama
coming from the captain's cabin.
Oh, Ethan! We were just coming to see the captain. What are you doing coming out of the captain's quarters? It's very curious.
When we went in there earlier, I dropped my handkerchief, and I just went back to get it.
Handkerchief?
Also. Yes. This one. Sorry, I didn't mean to go in there without asking.
It was unlocked.
No, it wasn't. I detect a falsehood test.
Yes!
What is that opposed by?
That's what I'm...
Perception?
I really wish I would have brought my glasses today. Everything's a blur.
It's just because we're moving so fast.
Be glad you're mostly out of reach.
Mostly. I'm hiding behind my beer can.
Will.
Ooh. I want to oppose this. Is this all independent opposing?
Now, does everybody get to do this, or just him?
Will is the target. It's not a versus test.
Okay. Oh, so it's just him?
Him being convincing.
Against your static will.
Yes.
Which is probably, at least a 4. Maybe a 6. Captain of a ship, that'd be pretty high. But 4.
For what, Will?
Yeah.
I think my will is...
Mine's a 6.
I think mine's a 6.
You're not buying this, are you? This is bull.
But I'll also invoke my trait of being circumspect. And
circumcised? What?
No. Sorry. Completely different.
Okay. You have your falsehood.
Two. That's all I got.
And you're a spy? I think my falsehood's persuasion. Better than that.
He's not that good a spy.
He's more persuasion. About doing things as opposed to getting he's away with persuasion.
I'm a better liar than he is.
He's a doer, not a talker.
Okay, yeah. We all are. We're all better liars than you.
I'll fork anything I can fork at this point.
So persona? Falsehood? You can do three persona.
Oh. If you have persuasion, I think your statement
yeah, fork
qualifies.
Yeah, persuasion for
okay.
That. So, yeah.
Fork and persuasion.
I drop my handkerchief.
I don't have falsehood. I'm not a good liar.
Okay.
Not a good fire builder either.
No,
he's a great fire builder.
Any other forks you want to throw in?
Handkerchief wise. Hanky wise.
Hanky wise.
Sleight of hand to have the handkerchief in my hand?
Oh!
But no, you can't do two skills.
No. Oh, that's right.
Really wise skill and a lie. Wise, so that's not going to help.
And is that, add an advantage die if the lie is believable, damn good, or has some kernel of
I think
truth
skill and a wise is
can you do
empires.
More than one skill? Can you do more than
for
one
what?
Skill in Burning Wheel?
I don't recall.
No.
I know in Burning Empires you can.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's right.
For Forks, I thought it was one skill.
Still. Yeah, I thought it was two.
I'm sorry, one skill and wise.
That was Burning Wheel.
That was Burning Empire.
Or Burning Empire, yeah. Sorry.
It wasn't
that one.
It was not revised, so it might be gold.
Fork you.
368 is forks.
Fork you, man.
368?
There's a. We can also look in the fact, but I don't know if it's been updated
that's
for gold.
Resources.
Okay, so I'm sorry, but the index in Burning Wheel Gold is wrong.
No, there's a listing for forks there.
Oh, that's less than helpful.
Yeah.
Way to go, dude.
I always think it's going to be a double digit one.
A two digit one? 46 is the two digit one.
Fork and a chase. Forks and advancement. Forks, 368.
That's not.
Is what it says in the index.
I know, and we just went over that, and you weren't listening, were you?
No, I was listening. I just don't pay attention to you.
Oh, okay.
36.
36. Ooh, that's in the hub. Way in the hub. Forks, how can I help? Helping dice. Fields of related knowledge. A player can have his character varied skill experience. We call this forks. When testing skill, each related skill the character possesses can be used. You can.
Yeah, but it has to be a related skill. And there's only one related skill with falsehood. And that's persuasion.
No, I think it can be related to the situation.
The GM arbitrates which are applicable and which are not.
Forks are situational.
Okay.
Yeah. Page 37.
All
right. Right at the top.
You can have forks that don't fall in the list,
as long as
but it has to be appropriate.
Okay. But you can't deny persuasion because it's in there. So.
Right.
Okay.
That also depends on the situation. If he says the sky is green,
yeah,
that's falsehood. There's okay. No persuasion in that.
Right.
But I dropped my handkerchief and I went back to
wouldn't
get it.
Wouldn't you
I'm
agree
sorry.
The sky is green? Please?
I've seen a green sky.
Just before you ran for cover?
Yep.
Okay, so you're forking in what?
Well, so far, I mean, falsehood, persuasion, can I fork in sleight of hand?
Not in this case.
Okay. Is my lie believable? Does that give me plus one?
Depends on what your lie is.
Oh.
Then I drop my handkerchief.
Yeah, the line
should have actually dropped
the
handkerchief last time you were in there. That would have been awesome.
Add an advantage die if the lie is believable, damn good, or has some kernel of truth to it.
Ooh.
So,
nothing in this instance. Now, if you would have had the forethought last session to drop your handkerchief surreptitiously.
Right.
Man, if I were you,
you
I'd be dropping handkerchiefs now.
Everywhere!
I got a whole stack of hankies. Like Elvis in Vegas.
All right, let's see some sixes.
Oh. And no!
Ooh.
Aura of Innocence.
And his armor's damaged.
Call on for falsehood.
You got a one. Your armor's damaged.
That's why he only has a two.
So I only have a two. Oh.
No! Well, that's a trait that works to your disadvantage, I guess. There,
Hanky, I know I dropped my hanky somewhere.
All right, no, you know
what hanky? He's standing there with his fingers pinched together. It's like I dropped my hanky.
I'm holding his key. I dropped the hanky. I know I dropped it somewhere.
That you picked from his pocket. He was like, "Hey, wait a minute, that's my hanky."
Holding his hanky. There you go.
No, I don't think you did, sir. And what is that tucked behind you.
Ethan, I am very disappointed in you. What are you doing in the captain's quarters?
What's the obstacle that I'm trying to...
He's got a six.
Okay, so it's difficult.
So that's the highest one of the three. So.
Yeah, I think Jeff and I both have six wills. Don't you? Yeah.
It's yours isn't gray, is it?
No.
Jason's is.
A will? A gray? Wow.
Yeah, he's a full-fledged cheating elf.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, Vol.
Well, now you get to punch Talithel.
You want to punch Talithel?
Yes.
Talithel. He's going to punch you again while you're trying to sing.
I want to use conspicuous so everybody sees it, and I'll throw in acting when he does.
Oh, he's going to take a dive.
Do it again. And I'll scream. Bloody murder, robbery right here and there.
And they're just down on the dock, right?
Robbery?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, what is it that you're trying to have happen?
He wants to turn his audience against him. He wants to make it look...
No, that's...
Against me.
Against him.
Right. That's what he wants to happen, but what does he want to happen? What is the result you want? Not just turning the audience...
While he's getting lynched, I'm just going to be able to walk away.
No, you... Seize him! Have him taken into custody! Or at least have him grabbed. And then you can talk to him.
Or slain, or...
Or... Oh, don't kill him. That's no fun.
Don't hit me twice. Well, no. He's going to hit me twice.
He's only hit you once at this point.
No, he's letting you hit him the second time.
Now, he's tried to punch you before. It's becoming a habit with him.
Kind of abusive. I'm getting fake for it.
That's the point.
So what is the result that you want?
Just get him arrested.
You want him arrested?
Well, here in the Pirate Cove?
I'll be out in five minutes.
It's the circle, man.
It's the circle.
Well, I just don't know that they get arrested. There's a lot of people getting arrested.
Right, well, that's why I'm asking what he wants.
They're going to say, unhand that woman! He's attacking that young lady over there.
I'm Talithel.
I'm not young, and I'm not a woman. We're just very androgynous. Go ahead.
I still get to hit him, though, right?
Yes.
What is it that you're after? Again, you want him arrested? Or do you want something else?
Yeah, what do you want, Jason?
That's what I'm asking.
I know. Prodding him. He's my brother. I can prod him.
Well, that's another episode altogether.
Hey, come on.
My sister started.
I want to draw as much attention to Roy as possible.
As a fiend.
As just a malicious ne'er do well. Somebody that. I just want to draw as much attention to him before I get this up.
Okay. So people are staring at him.
Oh, use your black eye as a plus one. Oh, I know. He's hit me before. Don't hit me again.
It's a chin. It's a chin.
What do you want him to do? You want just to stand and watch it? Because are you going to do a length test to something else?
Well, I want to use it to get, if there's any dwarves in the crowd, to notice the axe.
Okay.
That's why I was looking for the dwarven camp.
Plus, I want as many elves to see, so when I do sing my song, he can be hunted for that too.
Is that why you were talking about the dwarven axe earlier? Yes. Looking for the dwarf earlier for the axe?
Yes, I was going to take Roy and say he's carrying my axe off the shelf, so you get on the ship.
So you want the dwarves in the crowd to notice the axe on him.
Right.
Now that's something meaty.
And Bill likes meat.
yes, I do. And you want to punch him.
I want to punch him.
We already know you failed your song, but that's beside the point.
Right.
It's tough to sing with a fist in your throat.
So.
And he knows he's failed it too, right? I mean, that's one of those things.
No. Jason knows he failed.
He failed the song, yeah.
Right, yeah. So, Jason, you're going to roll a conspicuous to draw enough attention to you in your wailing and pitiful moaning and stuff to get a dwarf's attention on his axe.
Right.
Do you have acting?
Yes.
Baudelaire, thank you.
When did he hit him before?
It'll be good when I do the theatrics and bleed for
a while. And he threatened it the very first session. When you were with him and you all were searching for Sentio.
I didn't threaten! Let's be clear about that. I did not
threaten. You've been dying to hit on Talithel the whole game.
I turned around to Talithel and I said, I'm going to hit you now.
I'll find you a woman someday.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, yeah, it's, if you tell somebody you're going to hit him, that's okay.
I didn't threaten him.
It's assumption of the risk if they keep hanging out with you.
That's right.
Roy, you are rolling, brawling to punch Talithel.
Okay.
Now.
Obi-Wan?
Well, Talithel's using the punch to draw attention.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Which means?
But the specifics of what you want are pretty extreme, so I'm giving you a plus one ob to get that dwarf.
Whatever he rolls?
Whatever he rolls, plus one. Because the difficulty of getting a dwarf to notice the axe on his back while you're doing this big, big dramatic...
Just don't attack me with that axe!
Exactly.
That big dwarven axe!
You dwarven slayer, stop!
So, conspicuous,
it's
acting...
It's called a dwarf slayer!
Anything else?
Conspicuous and acting.
All right. Is conspicuous gray?
For yes.
All right. Versus your brawling.
Is versus my brawling?
Versus your brawling. If you succeed, he doesn't get a dwarf's attention. And you punch him and he doesn't get a dwarf's attention. If he succeeds...
Just five.
If he succeeds...
But they're gray.
You punch him and he gets a dwarf attention.
I'm going to dump all my persona into this, so that's three.
Perfect. Wow!
You get the drool again? Payback. I'm going to use my special to teach you to burn all your points. Hey, you ever seen this? Blah, 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 blah. I've seen it before.
Do you have anything you can fork into it?
Brawling's brawling. I mean, I'm not using a weapon, so there's nothing to fork that. Don't think intimidation goes in with it. I'll look up brawling, but...
There's really nothing that applies right now.
Yeah, I don't really think
unless you had some creative wise.
Boxing or melee weapon skills. So.
Martial arts, yeah.
It was observation to see him walking out of the thing, right?
Yes, it was.
So that's the third test. Okay, I got the third test.
But if Jason's trying to be conspicuous, can Roy be inconspicuous and punching him?
Oh, I don't have that anyway, so.
Oh,
all right. Well, I'm very narrow in skill.
Trying to help you out.
Yeah.
Oh, but wide in vision.
That would be a potential. But he, like you said, he doesn't have it.
Right. All right, punch him.
Narrow in purpose.
Guard-wise?
No.
In brawling?
I'm not a guard.
Sucker punch-wise would be a good one.
Well, he's trying to draw attention to everybody. If he was trying to draw attention specifically to guards, are they going to be able to use it then?
Arguably, yes. So it looks like
we're ready to roll. Guards?
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
No sixes.
Two.
Three total.
Three?
Wow.
Oh, I didn't see the four.
Mmm.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Where's my persona?
Oh. One, two. And I'll go ahead and burn a fate since I got plenty of those.
Yeah.
Damn. Two, I need to get sixes. Three.
Oh, roll again.
You're four.
You're screwed.
Four, because it's gray. Four.
Now, do I hear him yelling? I mean, he's trying to get the attention of dwarves.
Just about everybody.
So, well, he's trying to get everyone's attention. His goal was to have some dwarf notice
it. So, that's four versus a two, right? That's a retention.
I saw three. The axe, didn't I?
Four. Yeah, three successes.
Yeah, I saw the axe last time.
How many dice did you have?
I rolled five.
You rolled five? Did you add any persona?
Nope.
Then it was five against his three.
You were five.
Yeah.
Wait, aren't we below decks?
No, we're up on deck.
No, you all went below.
Routine.
You met right. Him.
I thought
went to the captain's cabin.
In the captain's cabin, like right up on deck.
Captain's sure, always down below. Deep. Right up on deck is the steering wheel.
Four?
No, I mean that'd be like a level up. But he'd be underneath the back of the ship because
right,
there's
yeah.
less.
But still, you are inside of walls.
Okay. If we're that's fine. I'm good.
But you're still going to hear it.
Okay.
I just haven't gotten there yet.
What is your power? Just for quick reference, Briggs is standing right there, right?
I'm sorry?
Briggs is still with us, correct?
Briggs is right there with you,
did
yes.
Did he successfully hit you, or did he...
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I hit him.
The terms were, Cole hits Talithel, and no dwarf notices, or Cole hits Talithel, and a dwarf notices Cole's lovely dwarven axe.
I'm going to cast a spell. I'm going to cast Call of Iron on the axe.
Why?
Because I want to grab it, and I'm going to threaten Cull if he doesn't stop beating that paw. I'm going to drop in the water. I'm tired of this shit.
Okay.
Call of Iron on the axe.
Okay.
Jimmy. Man.
What is your...
Hey, I will protect my friends, even if from each other.
Mm-hmm. What is your...
Like, was a, we're not friends, to believe.
What is
and
your...
he's using spells, even if necessary to use spells. He's...
Yeah.
Sure,
I am. Cool. We're friends. Well,
you're his friend.
You're my friend.
What is your obstacle?
My sorcery is a 6, and it's an obstacle 3. At which point, we do a versus test, my will versus his power, which will be 5 versus 5.
I thought you kept asking what's your power like, speed or flying or turning invisible.
No, power versus my will, if the spell goes off.
He does not have his axe in hand.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily say he has to have it in hand.
Right. But that's what the pull power test is for.
A wizard can grab objects made of metal. Using Call of Iron, a wizard can grab objects made of metal. A sword, for example, with his mystical might and call them to him. Pulling something is a power test where power equals will. For example, wrestling a metal weapon from an enemy's hand would be a versus test. So
right, it's not from an enemy's hand.
Okay.
So versus rolling, you'd be able to... Yeah.
Up 3.
1, 2. 2.
There's 4.
Oh. Now those are 6s.
Yeah, these are
the
6s.
The axes are 6s.
Yep.
We're using mouse guard dice here.
No, these are 6s, the 2. These are just... No, you're right.
Because it's the black axe.
Yep. It's the black axe. The swords are successes,
and the black axe is 6.
Yep. So 4 successes, 2 are 6s. So okay. It goes off. I get the axe.
Yeah. The axe is pulled from you, and you hold it out over the water and say...
Yeah.
What do you say?
If you hit him again, I'm throwing this in the water.
No! Dum, 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 dum. 3 dwarves come rushing down the docks at you.
No good deed goes unpunished.
That's right. Back them up. Back them up or it's going in.
We're
talking
to
dwarves now?
You going to intimidate them?
Where are the dwarves at right now?
Oh,
at the end of the dock. At the...
So am I between them and them?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He's at the edge of the... He's holding the sword over the water.
Right.
Right near you and Talithel.
Uh-huh.
Down towards the city, 3 dwarves have come charging out of the crowd, out watching the altercation between you and Talithel. They just go, not the axe!
I think you just found somebody to tell you about that axe.
So now, what is Briggs doing? These 3 random dwarves are charging down the dockway saying, no!
Touch me and it goes in the water.
I can't speak dwarven.
they speak common. English. No. That's common.
We all share a common language.
Yeah.
Okay. Touch me and it's going in the water.
Not another step.
Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah, now, I hold it up and I think...
if they keep moving up, towards the gangplank, I'll draw my sword, put myself between them and the gangplank.
The gangplank?
No, don't do anything rash.
Well, I thought he was still on the ship.
No, he's gone.
I'll put myself between him and the dwarves. I thought he was up on the ship.
He's on the dock with you all.
This is why you need minis!
Run game.
No.
We all knew what was going on.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Drawing a picture.
That would
help. Get a whiteboard. Oh, here we go.
ADD really sucks.
Okay, I got you.
Oh, look, nuts.
Squirrel. No, don't do anything rash there.
What's your business with the axe?
It's gorgeous.
My axe.
You're not a dwarf.
No.
He stole it.
Stole it.
The dwarves draw their axes at that.
Oh, yeah, my sword's already out.
You're a thief?
No, I want it fair and square.
And then I burn down half a city.
I burned they down don't city know that. Everyone keeps holding that over my head. Nobody knows that. Not even him, because he's late.
Hey, Roy. Every bit of this has been awesome up to this point.
No dwarf would bet that in any kind of contest. You're lying.
It was a contest to the death. Stole it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can understand that. Flips his axe over. You ready to go again?
Yeah. I got my sword out.
Yeah, easy come, easy go.
I got my sword out already. I'm not as stupid as the other fool who put this axe up. I'll fight you, but it's not on the table.
No, currently it's in my hand.
Right, it's in your hands.
Oh, then we'll fight him then.
Oh, fight.
Come
fight,
on.
Fight, fight, fight.
Fight me and the axe is gone. Nobody gets it.
If the axe goes in the water, you're next.
You know
no.
The water's only 8 feet deep, right?
Right. Well,
it's
a dwarf, that's like
18. Yeah. And to me, be at my knees, and I can just go and get it. You know that.
Salt water can't be good for a magic special axe.
It's probably deeper than 8 feet, though.
Briggs, move yourself up to the ship.
I'm taking the axe.
Fine.
Hold that thought. Uzcol?
Foot! Yes!
Ethan? There's something going on up deck. So, what's that behind your back, Ethan?
It's my backpack. I take it everywhere.
What were you doing in my cabin? What is that?
Do I hear him yell?
Yeah.
Help. Excuse me, Captain. I must go. My eyes start spinning with greed.
Your friend has betrayed my trust.
I don't know him that well. I must go. I just met the man.
Go. What do you mean?
Go. I'm going. Go. I head up the stairs. Go. I'm going.
Go. You're gone.
Man. I'm bored.
I just met him.
What do you got?
All right, Captain, I wasn't completely honest.
Which means you were totally not honest.
No, well, he no. wasn't successful no. at being dishonest.
I told you about the killer.
That's kind of being truthful.
Well, this hilt has a secret code on it, and the killer wants it.
Yes, I know that.
And I'm trying to protect you from the killer, who will kill you to get this hilt.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, but what we really need is the blade.
He's got the blade.
If I had the blade, I could decipher it in 5 minutes.
Give me the hilt.
Say I don't have the blade. Say it.
He already did. He already
said
did.
He has
did.
The blade.
He told me I have the blade. He has the blade. No, I have the blade. Sorry.
Right. He has the blade.
Well, it doesn't do us any good back in
give me
Emporios. We need it here.
Finn, I got something else to tell
you. There's a killer after this
give
blade.
Give me the hilt.
There's a killer after this hilt.
Fantastic. Give me the hilt.
I have a friend on shore who can take it for us and protect us. You'll get it back, but we need to put it somewhere safe for now.
It's been safe.
Well, look how safe it is. It's in my hand.
I want to say it's been wonderful
been
playing
without
every game,
you.
Though.
And the killer's been walking
this
around
point,
the ship.
Give me the
since
hilt.
The last game.
You'll be killed.
Give me the hilt.
You'll be killed.
It's my problem. Give me the hilt.
I won't kill anybody. I don't have a blade.
I accept that responsibility. Give me the hilt.
I do now.
Duel wits!
Do you know what this hilt represents?
It represents my handiwork. Give me the hilt.
It's more than that. You're thinking little picture here.
I'm not thinking little picture. I made the damn thing. Give me the hilt.
Listen. Sensio's the key here. Okay?
Okay, hold on. Do we want to roleplay this out?
Oh,
or are you both at an impasse and need to break out dice?
Depends. Is he going to give me the hilt?
Hear my lie first. It's good.
Okay.
Go for it.
Sensio's the key here. What you don't understand is that his dad, his real dad, is the ruler of...
Emporios.
And his mom is the queen of this place. And this hilt proves it. That's why the killers are after him. If we take this hilt to a friend of mine, we can prove his lineage... and he'll be restored as rightful heir of the throne.
Okay, so let me
understand. And that will bring priests to these two lands.
Okay, that's great. Now let me understand something.
Peace, priests.
Let me understand something. So, Prius? Sir Shane is not his father. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Correct.
Then the hilt is mine. Give me the hilt. That's fine. I still have to put it together with the blade.
Roll, dice, roll.
And
dice,
you left the room.
I know, but that's it. I'm playing my belief.
Awesome.
Roll dice.
It's not Sir Shane's. It is now mine. This blade belongs
to Cencio.
No, it only went to Cencio because it was Sir Shane's son. The blade was Sir Shane's. I made it for him. He made it to prove the boy's lineage. That's fine. I thought the boy belonged to Sir Shane, therefore it would have passed from father to son. If you're saying that's not his, then that's mine.
But Sir Shane wanted Cencio to
show me the will.
It's right here on the hilt.
Really?
Look, right there.
I see all the squiggle.
Yeah.
Guess who did it? Me.
But you don't understand. You don't understand. It
doesn't matter.
No, you're really? Lying to what this says.
The hilt is not a will. It's a code to decipher whatever's on the blade. There's no information on the hilt. I've studied it this entire voyage.
Give me the hilt.
Roll dice.
We might get it.
I'm going to get him the hilt.
Okay.
I want the hilt.
Okay. Now, are either of you willing to... If we roll dice, one of you is going to give in to the other one's position.
Right.
Are you all up for that, or are you going to try and walk away from this in some way?
I ain't walking away from crap.
I agree. I can't do it either.
That's right.
No! So, this almost seems like a straight-up versus. Either you get your way or he gets his way.
Pretty much.
I agree with that.
Okay.
Really compromise here. We can't share the sword.
Well, there are compromises that could be had, but I don't think that any one of them fits on what you all are looking for.
Well, you give him the hilt, but he has to let you use it to read the blade, and you get the information off the blade, but he gets to keep the weapon. I mean, that's
you can have all the information you want. I don't have a problem with that, but understand that the hilt and the blade are mine, and they also need to be put back together.
You have the blade.
I understand I have the blade, but it's not attached to the hilt.
I tell you what, I'll promise you that when we leave this port, you'll have the hilt.
I promise you that the hilt will be in my pocket in 5 minutes.
5 minutes, okay. I'll see you in 4 minutes and 59 seconds.
No.
He said he'd give me a head start. You all heard him say that. 5 minutes.
Captain won't.
I guess an elf. Good luck.
Can you run with a cut Achilles tendon? That's all I want to know. Just saying.
Oh,
now it's down to fight.
Are we going for a duel of wits to fight?
No, I would go to a duel of wits first because I don't want to do a fight, but I will.
It's okay. I will tend to whoever gets hurt.
Oh, are you any good with poison?
Nope.
Sorry about your luck.
I am.
Hey, making it, not curing it.
Curing it.
Duel of wits, sirs. I think we've exhausted the limits of roleplay on this one.
I can't make it, but I can cure it.
Oh. Together we make a hole. But, as far as I'm concerned,
I want to stand and drool for my first
time. Yeah, I do stand and drool 3 rounds.
It's a rope-a-dope.
So, what is your basic point?
The hilt is mine and belongs in my possession.
Pretty strong, yes. Yeah.
Straightforward.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's somebody else's hilt.
That's right.
Try to lie.
This is not the hilt you are looking for.
That's right.
You'll be killed if you hold this hilt, and we need it to prove Cencio's heritage. I need to take it into town.
Very good. Okay. Argument skill? Persuasion?
I'm using falsehood.
You'll be killed? That's just an outright falsehood?
It'll prove Cincio's lineage. That's not a lie.
Falsehood might be rolled elsewhere, but for the body of argument, it has to be coarse persuasion, interrogation, oratory persuasion, poisonous platitudes, rhetoric, or stentorous debate.
Do the wood skills.
Use persuasion.
For the body.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably persuasion. That's the only one I've got.
Okay.
Excuse me.
So we rolling persuasion and adding will, or what?
Rolling persuasion and adding will.
So just roll that and add will straight. Okay.
Nice. Two.
And my will's five, so that makes it seven.
Two. And your will is six, so it's an eight.
So, determine your first exchange. And we have the silent parts.
Yeah.
Trash is over there.
You gotta get up and move like you're gonna copy.
It's a big deal.
No cheating on this.
That's right.
Why don't you just take gesture?
It's a big deal for the two of you. I didn't think it was a big deal for the story. So that's why it wasn't just straight up numbers. But then he got two successes on his two dice. Practically the same. Roy?
Yeah.
Where were you punching Talithel?
In the face.
Any particular spot in the face?
That's just bullying.
Oh, where you want it? I'll make it look good. I'll take a
punch. Yeah. That will make it look good. You only have one punch to show. Take it on eye or a cheek or the side of the ear.
Take it in the eye.
All right. Now you're starting to look battered.
Yeah, because I'm not particular. Cole's not going to be particular. He'll just punch him in the face.
Right.
Joe, so, I don't know. Hold on. I don't know.
Usko comes up on deck, rushing after to see why Talithel was screaming in pain and calling for help.
Mm-hmm.
Get up, rush to the railing, look down at the dock, and see Briggs holding a dwarven axe, the Cole's dwarven axe, mm-hmm. over the water, threatening to let go of it.
Uh-huh.
Cole with his sword out. And Talithel on the ground with a blackening eye at Cole's feet, and down the causeway of the dock, three dwarves with axes drawn, staring with a look that you're quite familiar with at the axe in Briggs' hand.
Okay. I run down the gangplank, and I throw myself onto Talithel and protect him with my body. And I will try to treat him without assessing.
Drink this honey and lemon.
I will try to treat him. I have left my
let me kiss
I have left
better.
My tools behind in spite of my instinct because of what has happened here, and I charge down and I. You will leave him alone, you bastard.
Who are you talking to?
Cole.
Okay.
Like,
why does he always think it's me?
Hold up, wait a second.
Was this over the axe that you stole?
Again with the stealing.
I did not say that.
Can I get up and run when I see him come down the dock? I will run towards the three dwarfs because he's the one that stuck him on me.
No, I didn't.
You go watch
him. You told him
to watch him. I'll buy you a beer. Go watch him.
You did.
I'll buy you a beer.
It would have been Briggs if he had been there.
I'm going to cast a spell.
Okay.
I'm going to cast binding on their axes. Stick them all together.
Okay, well, they're not stuck together at the moment.
Right. But I'm going to make them...
How many actions is that?
Well, we're not in combat yet, so...
Well, if you start casting, they have...
No, I'm trying to avoid a conflict. It's two actions.
Yes,
I get to choose any number of items...
It doesn't make them go together. It binds them together. It's a super glue spell.
It doesn't make them attract like magic.
Right. They don't attract magically to each other. It super glues two things
together.
So if
there was a pile of stuff.
Now, if someone had their sword in a metallic sheath and you cast binding on that, they couldn't draw it out because it'd be locked together.
Can you cast binding on their armor so they can't move? Or.
Pinnacle dot.
Yeah, bind their feet to the. To the dock.
The dock is wood. They're not wearing wooden shoes.
It has to be metal?
No, it has to be the same subject.
Oh, okay. Okay. So wood on wood, metal.
Wait, number of items.
Drunket, like so many stalks of grain, he sweeps aside the glittering spears of his foes.
Yeah, that's color. Who knows what that means?
This useful incantation allows a wizard to sorcerily bond two similar items together so they are locked together, so that they lock together like pieces of puzzle. Choose a number of items, earth, stone, metal, equal to his will exponent within the area of effect. The items are held together with his power.
Oh.
Because otherwise it really doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't make them draw together. Items are held together, not drawn together, but held together. Sorcerer may choose number of items. Number of items. Okay, are you guys scripted?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Let's jump back below decks for the duel of wits between Ethan and Finn.
Below decks.
Below decks?
Mm-hmm.
What? What did you just say? Below what?
Below decks.
So it's a compromise then.
Yeah.
Let's see. Seems like a failure to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Exchange one, volley one. What do we have?
What do you got?
Poppy skate.
Dismiss.
Wow.
Go really? To the big boy right off the bat.
What are you doing? Obfuscate? And he's doing dismiss?
Yep.
Damn.
Obfuscate is versus against everything. We don't have time for this. Our friends are fighting outside. They could be dying. We need to go outside and help our friends. This is petty. We can deal with this at any time. We have to go now.
You are done. This is mine. This is mine because I can point and show you right on here all this scripting. I did this. It's not the boys. It's done. It's over. It's mine. Let's go.
Versus.
So, falsehood or ugly truth, Doug?
Falsehood. With a hint of persuasion?
Can I fork in Elven script because I can prove it?
And you were dismiss?
Yeah. I'm using persuasion.
All right.
My question is can I afford in... fork in one of the sword skills for that.
Well, the Elven script, right?
Yeah.
Not sword skill.
Well, sword making skills.
Right.
Your comment was
I can point to the script and show you that's mine.
Okay. Yeah.
I made this. I know what this is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You can get a fork out. Okay. So your persuasion versus his falsehood.
If you win against obfuscate, all dismissed successes are subtracted from the body of argument, not just your margin of success.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you beat him, you count them all.
Okay.
That was under dismiss?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's under dismiss under effects. It's the last line.
All right. I can use persona on this?
Yeah.
Use 3%.
Oh,
jeez. Oh, wow.
Well, with the dismiss right out of the gate, he has to.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got to use +2. He gets the +2, so he's got +5 coming out of the gate.
Yeah.
Plus his persuasion, which is?
3.
Really?
Yeah.
Just a 3?
Yeah, persuasion is just a 3. Because I dumped everything into sword skills. So 3, what'd you have coming out of the gate?
2 from dismiss. And
2 from dismiss, 3 from that. Persona. So 5.
8.
8. And fork in one, so it's 9.
Is Cappy going to help him?
No, he was expecting an argument. He's kind of like, well, that was abrupt.
It will be. Oh, my gosh. One.
One.
This is exactly what happened last time.
Well, now you haven't rolled yet.
I know I haven't rolled.
This is exactly I'm telling you, this is ridiculous.
You got to bring your big dice to this game.
No.
So wait, what was my obstacle?
It could have been 1,005. One. You still won.
Oh, it's not the number of dice, so kids. Routine. It's how you're rolling.
And so play with your dice and get them hot.
Man.
So you lose you lose your next action, and he gets to go again.
I just sit there and blubber.
Point.
Oh no!
You exceeded, so you're +1 on this action.
Okay.
Well, hold on. I read that wrong.
Obfuscate. Where's obfuscate? Obfuscate test.
No, I read that wrong. It was if you failed, he'd be plus one.
Okay.
Yeah. Todd is plus one obstacle to his hesitation.
So what do I need to... I just do nothing? Or...
Is there you stand there going, I can't believe we're still talking about this.
See, script. Script, right there. Right there. Script. It's funny.
You must hesitate for the next volley. Yeah.
So volley two.
Yeah.
Point.
Where's that? Is that dismissed?
What did you have, Todd?
For what? My volley next two? Action? Well, I mean, I put rebuttal, but I just crossed it off essentially
right.
for nothing.
I was just curious.
Yeah.
I will use persuasion and fork in law-wise. You already paid for the sword. You no longer own it. It's handed down with the estate. This is Cinzio's sword.
Oh, donut. Forbidden gummy.
I guess that's all I got. Persuasion and fork in law-wise. Doesn't that work against your main falsehood, though? No.
What? That's just his body of argument.
No, it's persuasion's body of argument.
Yeah, but
no,
I mean,
falsehood was his body.
Falsehood
argument.
Is his body of argument.
No, can't use falsehood.
Yeah,
as body
but
of
his
argument.
His main argument though is that Cinzio is not the son of Sir Shane.
Right.
And Sir Shane paid for the sword. He no longer owns it.
I know, that's but your argument now is that it goes to Cinzio because it passes to him through
forking and law wise, right. My argument, my persuasion is you no longer own it, you're paid for it. Law-wise is, and through
but it's
the
not
session,
his,
it goes
you,
to
but you've already, but you're already stating that...
What did you state at the beginning for the body of argument? Because I think you might be recalling the conversation leading up to it, not his statement of intent.
Okay.
Well, I had to use persuasion. My body of argument was...
Anyway, roll your point. It's a valid point.
There's two, and I'll burn the fate.
No, he would.
Get him some cheese.
Two.
You roll 9 die and see if you don't get hacked off about it.
Twice.
Yeah.
And burn. Well, I'd be more hacked off about the 3 persona you burned.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's got a sting.
Tell me about it.
Volley 3?
That's 2. 2 off your body arguments.
Okay. Point.
Point.
Okay.
So they both go through.
So is this
that is right? Point versus point.
Yeah. Point versus point is blood.
Yeah, they both go through.
You just roll for damage.
Okay.
First, you got to say what your point is. So.
Okay. Doug, you want to go first?
Oh, hold on here. Got to redo my tester.
Now you only get
one per persuasion.
One per. Your persuasion was on the body of argument. No, not the body.
That didn't count as a test.
Falsehood, persuasion. Never mind.
Yeah, so far, first round was obfuscate falsehood, second round was point persuasion.
Correct.
And that counts as a routine test for persuasion because there wasn't an obstacle against it. Right? Because he was standing and drooling.
Right.
Yeah, that should count as routine.
It's a routine, yeah.
And this is where whatever skill you use, if you use it again, you still
only get. You only get it once for the entire duel.
Right.
The first test you can use is what you get.
Got it.
So, your points, sirs.
Look, with all due respect, what has to happen is that this blade needs to be put back together with the hilt. It is imperative that those two things happen. I'm not saying that you can't use what's on here. If it causes peace in whatever countries, I'm fine. I'm all for that. But they need to be in my possession. I need to take care of them. I'm not saying that you can't use the information. Use it. But I need to have them, and I need to put them together. I won't be out of your way. That's what I need. I use persuasion, forking, and etiquette.
Etiquette from?
Etiquette from etiquette.
What part of that was etiquette?
Someone like ugly truth.
He said, please.
With all due respect.
I'm trying to be polite and all this other stuff.
With all due respect, sure. Is what he said. Sir, I bid you good day. Dismiss.
if you hold on to this weapon, then the killer will come after you to take it. There's only one person in the city. You can keep us safe from it. We need to take this hilt to him. Also, persuasion.
What's the falsehood?
The killer's going to be after him if he holds on to the hilt. I have no idea of that.
You okay. Can't use falsehood. It's persuasion with falsehood,
persuasion
right?
Persuasion with falsehood.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Nice.
Now I get two sixes.
Three.
And I'll spend the fate.
Ooh, another one.
Two more successes.
Boy, he just set up in that chair, didn't he?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wow. Off your 7.
How many successes do you have?
1.
These are not versus tests.
Right.
It's going to be a compromise. Cut to the compromise.
Okay. Exchange 1 is done. Ethan has 2 points left. Finn has 5 points left. Correct?
Did you say 1? Yeah, I'm down to 5. Thank you.
Script. Volley, exchange 2.
Back on the docks?
Back on the docks.
Nice! I will jump onto Talithel. Oh!
Now, Talithel was going to run towards the dwarves.
I thought he was on the ground.
He was on the ground. You're on top of the ship.
Well, I was coming down.
Right.
Okay.
So he has time to do something as well.
Am I yet? He's 71 being
him. Oh, my sweet bard. Who has done this to you? I want to tap my greed. Whatever roll I make, I want to add 1 die.
Well, let's wait and see what we're going to roll. What do you?
Doesn't
what
are you, matter. You,
what are you trying to do to Talithel at this point? Or what are you trying to do at this point?
I want to get him. I want to grab him and pull him
back
up onto the ship.
Back up
to protect him.
Okay. And what is it you're trying to do?
To protect
here?
Him.
Obviously, get away from him. But are you trying to get something more out of it?
No, just get away.
Just get away.
I want to run between the 3 dwarves.
So you want to get on the other side of your dwarven screen,
right?
While he's trying to get you back onto the ship. Okay.
Real quick.
Yes, sir.
The question did come up on the burningwheel.org forums about the bind spell. Do the items need to touch to be stuck, or are they swept together? Luke Crane does reply, like a magnet, so there's a small distance the spell pulls from. So, I don't know how you would adjudicate that. No.
Oh.
Okay. Some was already on there.
Oh, okay.
Now, he said...
He like, says they moved together as if a magnet was drawn, magnets were drawn together.
Okay, so...
So there's a small distance.
So 3 people standing couldn't...
Probably not.
3 people standing in a combat-ready position would not be drawn together.
But if
but one
2
person,
people fighting, I think you could use it to
right,
bind those 2
weapons. Or one person with a sword and dagger in hand would
bind
have
it. Yeah.
But not the 3 people. So, there we go.
So now you know what... I mean, you can use it, just not as broadly.
But if they both attack...
Oh, yeah.
Uzkull and Talithel. Speed test.
I saw that coming.
He's laid out on the dock, though.
He's...
Well, I'm coming down the gangplank. He's on the dock. So by the time we get to each other, he's on his feet and able to move, and I'm coming at him.
Okay. Right.
I'm going to tap a persona.
Hold that thought, though.
He's holding thoughts.
Yes.
They're so small.
Yes.
They slipped through my fingers.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, great. You just stepped on Bill's thoughts.
Slip through his fingers. This will be a link test into whatever happens next.
Okay.
Obviously, the goal is he gets away from you. He gets on the other side of the dwarves. Or you get a hold of him to drag him
off. I see that that Talithel's voice is in danger. Mm-hmm. And so I will tap my greed for
correct.
1.
All right.
And I will.
That is a routine test.
It's one against one, and it's routine, so it advances now.
So it advances now.
I learned something. My greed is 3.
Joe, do you understand what's going on? Why he's doing this the way he... Why Jeff is...
Greed is an emotional trait for dwarves.
He invoked greed earlier when...
Last game.
When Talithel was singing. So now he's got an almost unearthly obsession with Talithel.
Right, and what I can do is by spending a persona point, I can tap that when I'm confronted by one of my idioms. And one of my idioms is... greed idioms. And one of my idioms is beauty. And so I'm saying, his voice is so beautiful, I want to protect it. So I've got my...
He wants to own it.
I want
to
own it, basically.
And that's the best way to protect it, of course.
Right. And so I spend a persona, and I can tap up to my greed to add that many dice. Okay. So now I could add up to +3 to anything that I can relate to that
greed. To his
greed
idioms.
Right.
Okay. Of course, it's a test on greed, and when he gets to 10 greed, he's gone.
I have to turn it.
What happened to that?
I got rid of that belief. That belief wasn't working out for me.
Enough. Speed test.
Now, does that... It doesn't count, though, for 3.
It's only 3. Because it counts like persona.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
1.
I get 1. 2 and a cop. 3.
3.
I'll burn the fate.
Don't burn it yet.
Don't burn it yet.
You're still winning, right?
Yeah. And you're still winning.
Okay.
Are you all scripted?
I'm ready.
Okay. So Talithel, he had 3.
I had 3 also.
He had 3 successes. So your obstacle was 3.
Okay. So it was difficult.
And you had 2 successes.
Right.
So your obstacle was 2.
So I had a difficult speed.
3 versus a 2 is routine, right?
Your speed is 3?
5.
Your speed is 5. It's 5 versus a 2 is routine.
Okay. So my speed is a difficult test. I can record that. Mm-hmm. My greed is a routine. I can record that, and I get the 3rd dice and start over again.
You start over right now.
And now I've earned a fate. Okay. Good to go.
Uskull runs down the dock at you. You go, oh my, run out of the side of the dwarves. And now back to the
other side of the dwarves. Now, wait a minute. Just to be clear.
Sure.
So the other side of the dwarves, pay attention, Roy.
Is towards the city.
Spatial relationships here.
Spatial relationships.
All right. Okay. Is he now right next to Briggs?
He's farther away.
Okay, so I come down, and I'm standing next to Briggs.
You are now between Briggs and the dwarves,
And Roy's on the other side of the dwarves.
No, he's on the same side as you.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
But he's sort of like...
I'm between Briggs, me, dwarves. Talithel, you.
So I'm standing next to you, and Briggs is behind us.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
And Talithel is on the city side of the dwarves.
You're so useless in a fight.
Go right in.
Let's put this on a whiteboard. Okay, so we got dwarf, Talithel, me.
Yep.
Uskull. Sorry, that's a U. We've got Cole, and then Briggs, and this is the water.
And then across the top is the ship.
And the ship's up here. I thought the ship was here.
No, the water's out there. But you're on the dock.
Oh, so the... Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. So we're on the dock like this, and the ship is here. Like this. Yeah. And I just came down the gangplank.
Right. And the dock goes towards you further. And the city is back towards...
Towards you personally.
City?
That way. Yes.
Arrow. Okay, got it. See, anyway, that clears it up for me, too, so.
Dulowitz. Volley 2. I mean, exchange 2. Volley 1.
Dismiss. You are a thief and a...
I didn't hear yours.
Sorry, faint.
Faint?
Dismiss. You are a thief and a scoundrel. You were just trying to steal this weapon from this boy.
Ooh, that sounds like an incite.
Right close, isn't it?
I think it sounds more like an incite.
Declare loudly that your opponent knows nothing about the topic at hand, and furthermore is a fool and a dullard and shouldn't be listened to any further.
Called him a thief. Yeah. Called him a thief.
And unfortunately, faint draws dead against dismiss.
Ooh. Okay, so
I do nothing, right? That's a standard test.
Your faint is a slash for dismiss.
Oh, sorry.
right.
Two for persuasion, one for forking and law-wise, two for the dismiss. Right?
Yep.
Wait, law-wise was?
You're just trying to steal this from the boy?
I don't think so in this instance, because he isn't trying to steal it from the boy. He has a elven belief that creators of works of art have a stake in the possession as well. He said that way back.
Right, but my argument is that the kid owns it, not him, right? Through the law, the kid owns it.
How does the kid own it? That's my
succession.
Question.
It was a gift to the kid. You claim that you made it for Sir Shane as a gift for the boy.
But him trying to steal it doesn't qualify.
Okay, that's fine. All right, so I got 40.
You just go straight through, right?
Straight through.
Two and a six. I'll burn the fate.
Did you add your dismiss dice?
Yeah. Two for persuasion, two for dismiss.
Gotcha.
Another six. So that's three successes.
Ooh,
two versus two.
And the fight goes on.
Volley two.
Dismiss.
I said I bid you good day!
Good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
I'm going to dismiss if you don't beat me. And now you sit there and drool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I said this is mine. This is mine. This is over. That. There's no argument about this. One, two,
smoke that.
Kippa.
Skin that smoke wagon.
Skin that smoke wagon.
Anyway, 5 days?
Yep.
Because he doesn't have any persona left.
So if he doesn't have any.
One, two. And one's a six.
Burn the
thing. Wait.
That's
all
it.
I need.
That's all I need? Okay. Alright. Yep, there's still a significant compromise.
Yes. Doug lost, so do you have a compromise in mind?
Okay. Maybe the sword is yours.
Out of character.
Out of character. I'll take the sword. I'll take the sword and bring it back to you before we leave port.
Didn't that work? Didn't the Grinch try that with the little
Christmas tree?
Yeah, with the Christmas tree.
I'll fix it up there and then bring it back here.
Well, you don't have the sword.
This is not character.
Okay, you don't have the sword.
He meant hilt.
I mean hilt.
Oh, okay.
I'll take the hilt.
Whoops.
Bring it back. Well, I keep thinking of it as one piece.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But you have both pieces, sword. Don't you?
No one else knows that.
No, but we're talking players, though, right?
Yes, right.
Yeah, okay.
I will take the hilt, and I promise I will bring it back to you before I leave port.
If you don't.
Once again, this is the out of character.
I know this is out of character.
Okay.
If you don't,
then I'll be dead and it won't matter.
Why can't you just do like a charcoal sort of rubbing and just here's the rubbing and he gets the hilt?
Or better yet, why don't you just take him with you?
It didn't work last time.
Or he
yes, take me with you. I like that idea.
You're welcome. I love that idea. You come with me.
Great.
Great.
Let's do it.
And.
Scene.
Close. Finn holds the hilt.
Absolutely.
But he agrees wholeheartedly to accompany you to wherever it needs to go.
No questions whatsoever.
Until we get there.
What's this place?
Does this preclude me from pickpocketing him and leaving him in the crowd?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have
see,
to
once
abide
we get
by.
There, I have a glass jaw. The guy will go. I'm going to hit you. Ah!
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
You've got to abide by it, Doug.
You never gave me the details on who it is I need to see. Him.
Right. His name is the Gorgon.
And do I know where to find him?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then we will head directly off the ship to go find the Gorgon.
Okay. You're on the other side of the dwarves.
I want to get around the dwarves and get to it.
All right. What is it you wish to do now?
He's got his weapons up. Three dwarves got their weapons up. He's still holding the axe above the water.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to pivot through.
Going to try.
Think hard, because this action you have an advantage on.
You gonna run?
No. I was gonna actually knock your butt out unconscious with a song. Watch him take your head. That'd be mean. That would be mean.
And you have no way to target it.
No, I don't.
No, everybody would be affected by it.
You just push into the water when you're already hit.
You little bitty weenie man. You're gonna roll me into the water.
Like you're gonna stop it.
Jason?
He's got the crowd behind
him. Well, you got the dwarf standing there. You've got the crowd. I mean,
yeah.
You've got oratory.
The dwarves are a crowd.
I know. You've got oratory.
You are the boot squad.
You've got.
Keep going.
Are you leaving now, Doug?
No, getting more mints.
Oh, thought you were packing.
I have scrolled away everywhere.
I'm gonna tell Bray to give the axe to the three dwarves. It's not Roy's to begin with. Falsehood?
Sure, I'll open it.
Wait, no.
Hold on, do you actually know how he got the sword?
No.
Oh, yeah, no, I told everybody.
You did?
Yeah, I told everybody how I got the sword. I beat Thor's Bane. I mean, he was there, he knows.
Okay.
He took it from Thor's Bane.
And in fact, I just said it towards
the... Do the dwarves recognize it as Thor's Bane's axe?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Do I?
I haven't shown it to you yet.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
No, you did. He did show it. Oh, no, that's right, because I kept saying, why don't you show the axe to me? Why don't you let me see it? You're like, I don't want you to see it.
Mr. Greed.
I don't care about weapons. And...
I don't know that.
But it could be a work of beauty.
No, it's craftsmanship.
Craftsmanship.
Craftsmanship is a specific thing that includes weapons.
Well, the thing of beauty would be more a work of art kind of concept. Physical beauty. So, I'm sorry. I got distracted. What are you doing?
Right now, I'm just going to sit where I'm at right this second. Well, he started to tell Briggs to throw in the water, it's not mine.
No, give it to the dwarves,
it's not mine.
Okay. That's not falsehood, because he's trying to get Briggs to do something. It's definitely persuasion.
Persuasion forking in falsehood.
If he had it, he could, but he doesn't have falsehood, so he can't fork it in. So he's at this point, you're talking about just persuading him.
Right.
Now, Briggs, what is your will?
Five.
That's versus your obstacle. Is five. Unless Briggs wants to make you do something out, convince you to do something, then we'd have a versus test, which he's likely to win. Talithel. Is persuasion gray, by the way?
Yes.
Mine?
Yes.
You don't have persuasion? He doesn't have persuasion. He just has oratory.
I just have oratory.
Ah.
Okay. So he can't... What's he trying to do to him?
Persuade him.
To give the action.
He'd be untrained.
Right.
Open the skill.
He'd have more luck convincing the dwarves to
take the axe.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to get Briggs involved.
Right.
Briggs hasn't done anything to me. Those two have.
You have a point there.
Those two have.
I haven't done... All I've done is loved you.
In which case, it is persuasion, which you'd have to open, against a five, which would be a 10 obstacle.
Right. I only have three. So.
The other option is for you to persuade Talithel of something, which would make it a versus test, which would still...
Be double.
Do you have persuasion? Which would still give you advantage, because he doesn't.
Well, you could convince...
Whatever your successes are would be doubled, but he has more a chance to succeed. So basically, what does Briggs want out of this situation? If you don't want anything out of it, you're just a brick wall that he has to convince. Which is perfectly fine. If you want to get a test out of it, though, you want Talithel to do something.
I want Talithel to calm down, relax, the axe isn't going anywhere.
Get back on the ship!
And I want to go back up to the ship with the axe.
Okay.
We'll get him back.
Okay, now we have a versus test. If you succeed, Talfo goes, okay, let's go back on the ship and talk about it, because Briggs hasn't done anything to you. Clearly a more rational mind will prevail, and you can deal with these two yahoos on board the ship. If you succeed, then Briggs goes, well, you know, right, this axe is nothing but trouble. These dwarves obviously know what's what. Here, you can have it. Are we cool with that?
I'm not cool with giving up Cole's axe.
That's what the versus test would be. If you're willing to engage him to get him back on the ship when he wants you to give up the axe,
that... No, I don't want to engage him at all. I want to get back on the ship with the axe.
Okay, that's another option.
That's just you running and bolting and running up the
right, that's you having no part of it. He starts talking about giving up the axe, and you just, la-la, I'm going up on the ship. Let these three, and those three dwarves deal with it how they want. You're removing yourself from the scene.
You're taking the axe and protecting it.
Correct.
I really don't care about the axe as much as trying to get my friends to stop fighting.
Convincing him to get back on the ship is getting people to stop fighting, because if he stays down here, he's got these dwarves all riled up. It's definitely pursuing your belief if you do that, but you put yourself at risk, as the silver-tongued Talithel might be able to talk you into turning the axe over to the dwarves.
So what do I get if I succeed?
Talithel back on the ship, and you back on the ship with the axe.
What about Cole?
That's a different story altogether. You're convincing Talithel.
He's following the axe.
More than likely.
All right.
So my axe!
Fair enough. Talithel, come on, back on the ship. Cole, let's go. Let's leave the dwarfs alone. There's no need to fight out here in the middle of the siege. We've got bigger fish to fry.
The last thing we need is a little fight on the docks.
Oh, says, yes, Talitho. You must come home with your family.
So am I doing my will?
No, your persuasion.
I'm doing my persuasion. Okay. So that's only four.
So I just roll my will, correct?
Plus.
No, you roll. Persuasion is will? Then you roll in your will.
If you want my help.
Yes.
Okay.
And your will is?
Six. So it's a one on a six.
Great.
So I get a... So that's a challenging for me?
You don't know yet.
Assist. Oh. Well, yeah. Okay.
Because he could get no successes. Not likely, but he could get no successes. All right. Is Cole going to contribute anything to this argument?
The only thing I've got in there that I could contribute would be into... Get your hands off my dice. You might as well give it to me. You don't want me going back on the boat, do you?
Read the headline.
The only thing I got would be intimidation, and I don't think that's going to help him out.
You don't want to intimidate him.
Intimidate me to run. It would be the aiding dice for you, though. I mean, would that be just...
Get on the ship, or I'll punch you.
I ain't giving it to you, I'm giving it to him.
You don't want me back on the boat, do you? All that same...
They seem to want you back on the boat.
He hasn't paid you yet.
If you don't get back on the boat, I won't have another chance to hit you.
You don't get back up. I won't have another chance.
To is that intimidation?
No, I'm just saying it.
Is Cole saying that?
No, player.
Okay.
Player speaking about my character to him.
Correct.
His player about his character.
Sure. But is Cole saying anything?
No. Cole is going to say.
Going.
What was I going to say? Add it to my head.
You know what you're doing.
Use intimidation.
Get on a boat, dumbass.
It was kind of what it boils down to.
But you can't do... I don't think you can use intimidation to help his persuasion.
That's what I was trying to see.
Burn three personas so you can roll nothing.
I did that already tonight.
Oh, okay. All right.
But depending on what he says, I might decide to give Talithel an advantage.
I can't think of anything really good as far as the axe.
You don't have to.
Yeah, I can't think of anything good as far as the
fine, fine. We're ready then. Okay.
Four.
You know what you got? Oh!
No, he's got four.
Three.
That's at six.
Three and six.
Yeah, burn it.
No, in his double?
No.
No, it's double to
hold,
you.
Hold on.
Right.
Yeah, his is double
hold
to Jason.
On. Before, you have three. You have
four,
which is two.
3 to 2.
So it's 3 to 2 or 4 to 6. Same thing.
So it's a routine for me.
Yeah, counts
which
as,
is what
counts
Jeff really
two.
Wants to know.
That's what I want to know.
Can you roll a 2? I have a 3.
For the comparison, yeah. You have a 2. He has a 2 against your 3.
Okay.
Well, then I'm going to burn it.
Oh, God, that doesn't help my Centaurus.
Another routine, right?
Yep.
Sweet.
You're, hey, once you get persuasion, they're all in trouble.
So that's a 3 on a 2 for
yeah.
me.
Well, how many dice did you roll? You have four dice.
Yes.
So it's a 4 on a 2, which is routine.
Routine.
Yeah, it's how many dice you rolled minus Arthur. Okay, so Briggs has done you harm. You realize that this whole confrontation is going to draw him in. He talks you back up on the ship.
That's fine. I'll keep my distance from these two.
That's fine. Does Uzkul and Cole go back on ship as well at this point?
Oh, wow.
Or do you want to mix it up with the three dwarves who are looking hungrily at Briggs as he goes up the ramp?
As he strolls up the ramp with the axe on his shoulder.
I want to get past the dwarves to him.
He's coming back.
I know. I still want to get past him.
For what purpose?
To assist him. I want to...
Assist him to do... He's coming back. You can meet him at the gangplank and grab his arm, but he's trying to avoid you anyway. Speed test.
I
want to grab his arm. I want to go over and...
Here, let me help you.
Help him onto the ship.
Help the little lady.
Let me help you onto the ship.
Talthil
doesn't want that, does he?
Mm.
No, okay. It's not a speed test.
No?
I'm sure it's even a test. What are you trying to get?
I want a speed test.
Yeah, it's not a speed
test. I wanted
test.
To get past him, and I said that, and then this one, I never got my speed test, but that's okay.
Well, you already had a speed test.
I want another one. Greedy. I'm getting close to Art. I was about ready to bump that one, too. Oh, I need a routine. Oh, no, I need a challenging. I was hoping for something challenging.
Mm.
Yeah. That's all right, fine. Come on a ship. I'll
okay.
get a test.
So the four of you fine. Get back on the ship. And at that point, Ethan and Finn come up. Finn's holding Senzio's sword. The sword attached to Senzio's hilt, as far as Uzkul is concerned.
It's all mine. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. We can have it. Put it away.
And they look ready to disembark at this point. And here we will call the session.
Now, do I know...
Right?
Do I
10 o'clock?
Do I know if the sword carries the secret on it?
You do not. You are not sure. Sword has information about Senzio being a Moratorsi, which is Shane. On the surface, it was an inheritance gift from Shane to Senzio. Therefore, it in itself promotes the myth.
Okay. So I'm okay
but
with...
unknown to you is the fact that there's a code that reveals the truth.
But I... Can I...
You have not been made aware of that at this point.
Can I use Sir Shane Wise to know that? I started opening it a while back.
Mm-hmm. That kind of goes against your character design a little bit. Because your secret is...
Well, I want to know that it's on the sword so that I can get the sword. So
right.
that I can keep them from revealing the secret on the sword.
You don't know about the sword.
That's what I'm trying to establish, that I do know about it.
No, I'm saying you don't know the sword's even here.
No, even
well, that's not the point at this point.
Yeah, that's not what I'm concerned about. I want to protect the secret. If the sword reveals a secret, then I get to bring this oath in, my one of my beliefs into play, where I can sort of throw another wrench into you guys fighting over the hilt and the sword.
Well,
fighting over it, it's all settled. We're united in front.
I want to unsettle it.
All you have to do to do that is accompany them. If out of character you're looking just to be a wrench in their side, all you have to do is go with them.
Yeah, but can I?
As a player, you can want to go with them.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not just a matter of wanting to go with them. It's a matter of working the belief.
Right. Well, we just ended the session.
That's what I was trying to find out what I know, and that's what I was asking.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It kind of goes against the campaign that we've been playing so far, but... I'd say that's obscure. So if you can pull off an OB7.
With a skill you're opening, so it's 14, right?
How much persona do you have?
That's a bit steep.
I mean, I can roll it and not know it.
Yeah.
I might as well. I mean, I mean, you can't say, oh, well, that's too high, I'm not going to roll it. I mean, I wanted to do it and establish the test. So what happens if I fail?
Then you do not know that.
Well, I didn't know it before, so.
Yeah.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
In fact, you are, just like exists now, you're convinced that the sword proves his lineage, air quote.
Ah, which is good. For me.
Yeah.
Okay. Is will?
No, perception.
Perception's a...
Vices or perception?
My perception's a 6. Okay. Come on, bunch of 6s. It'd be awesome if I got it. I got 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 6.
1, 6.
In for a penny, in for a pound, burn the fate.
I'll burn the fate. I got 13 of them.
I got nothing to lose!
I'll burn the fate. Which we get a 6. Come on, 6! Well, I got a success.
That's okay.
5. Didn't even meet the roll. That's okay. I got the test.
All right.
Mayonnaise.
Roy.
Yo.
Beliefs. Instincts. Traits.
Yeah, let's see here. I didn't do much with the axe. Telltale's a problem. If he starts singing for anything but a performance, I will hit him.
Okay. Are you continuing with this? Or have you...
I think I'll adjust it somehow.
All right, then take your persona and change it.
I will.
Take your persona.
The boy must protect it. I will kill you when it threatens him. That didn't come in either. So.
Okay. Jason?
None of my beliefs came in. The only instinct that came in was all eyes on me.
But you didn't use that as a...
No, I don't think it made your life... It didn't make your life complicated. It helped you. Yeah. You got what you wanted!
You'd have to be trying to do something sneaky or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not this time. Okay.
Always oblige a true fan.
You didn't.
You didn't do anything you wanted.
That's just causing trouble. I didn't oblige you.
I'm not going to oblige you. But he never called the trait and said, hey, I'm otherwise I would oblige. Oh,
instinct.
Same thing.
Obliging him would have made your life difficult, though. Doing something to make him happy would have made something more difficult for you. That's how you would have got it.
Yeah, you have... It's working against the instinct. Todd?
First belief didn't come into play. Given the opportunity, I will connect the hilt and the blade. At least I work towards that.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3, ensure passage of the iron ore back to the city. I addressed that at some point. Does that count?
Actually, you got your transportation, mm-hmm. potentially. Mm-hmm. So that's working towards that.
Okay. And then the instincts and traits and everything in play.
Okay, so 2 fate.
Yep.
Okay. Doug?
The lion must be stopped. Find him and kill him. I don't really think that came into play.
No?
Deliver Finn's blade and Sergio's hilt to the renowned agent at Lost Hope.
Worked on it.
Yep, so there's a fate. You can talk your way out of any problem?
You most certainly tried.
I'll take that for a fate. I'm going to keep that one. When cornered, lie, and lie some more.
Definitely made your life difficult.
So is that persona or fate?
That's a fate.
Okay.
Because that's an instinct, right?
Right, that's an instinct. So that's three fate. And trust no one.
Didn't really come into play.
I wouldn't tell him why I wanted the sword. I kept lying to him about it, because I don't trust him to give him the truth.
Yeah, that's lie.
Well, it's also not trusting you, though.
You don't know not to trust me yet.
Well, that's the point of the instinct.
That's true.
And I'm paranoid, if that helps. That's my trait.
I don't think you played it.
Is that what you're doing?
Yes!
I don't think you played it. You're definitely working in that direction. Push it a little harder, and I'll give it to you, but I don't think you really played it this time.
Okay, so three fate. Two beliefs and an
action. Joe?
I will accompany and protect my friends using magic if necessary.
Yep.
Fate point.
Well...
Now, if you were to tighten that up to something like, I will use magic to help Ethan when he talks to the Gorgon, or something like that.
Keep Talithel from getting hit by Colian.
Then that kind of belief would burn your persona.
Right. How about an instinct?
Okay.
I always try to talk my way out of fights. Persuaded. Rather than fight the dwarves, I persuaded Talithel and everybody to come on and follow me.
Yeah, that's good for a fate.
I think that's it for me.
Because it was definitely a difficult situation. Okay, Jeff.
Use any means necessary to protect Captain Madrada from Admiral Flint. Didn't really come into play tonight. Didn't talk to a Trey tonight. Talithel's voice is the most beautiful sound I've ever heard. I will protect it from harm. That one. And I must protect Sarah Shane's secret and his orphan son, Senzio. Didn't really come into play tonight. So one fade for that.
Okay. Keeping Talithel safe.
Your voice.
That's a belief.
Protect me? You just ran down the dock.
He tried.
I was trying to protect you.
Not very well. Not very well.
You don't need to succeed. Still, no, fate boys.
It's one thing we all understand is Jeff is very trying.
That's right. Very trying.
Very.
It didn't really come to play, but I always carry my chirurgical tools. Why I specifically said I'm leaving these behind. I don't have them on me when I was running down to help him, but it didn't really come into play.
I didn't get another chance to
If I'd gotten close enough to him, it might come into play, but he ran away. I don't think any traits.
All right.
Came in, at least to make my life difficult.
Embodiment. Really good and or distinctive role playing. I enjoyed everyone tonight.
Persona for everyone.
I'm feeling generous. Persona for everyone.
Yay! And there was much rejoicing.
Yay.
As Todd had to pull it all back out.
That's right, because I forgot about this part of it.
Moldbreaker, for going beyond the bounds of character. I don't think we have anyone, although the doctor and the bard are both
right close,
building towards it.
They're building towards something.
But they're not. They're not
really toward Moldbreaker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not really going against their character sheets yet, but they're both playing in that direction. I'm not sure if that's where you're trying to go or not, but, you know, there that is. Workhorse, for doing all the work of the scenario. Any nominations? Do we think we had a workhorse?
Well, the workhorse is to keep the story moving, right?
Doing all the work of the scenario.
Well, that would be Doug and Todd, because they're actually still moving the plot of...
Yeah, that's true.
Getting the sword. However, a little bit beforehand, you said there was going to be a captain's meeting, and then it kind of disappeared with all the...
Well, this has not been that long a time.
Yeah, this is, I mean...
5 minutes on the docks.
Yeah, 10, 15 minutes, maybe.
Yeah. You know,
that's how, what all this took place.
The alarm took place half an hour, 45 minutes ago. And this is a time with no cell phones, so it takes a little bit of time. But yeah, that is going to happen shortly. I just wanted to give you all enough rope to hang yourselves first.
Right.
And we enjoy it.
Clear to make a new belief.
Yes, we will be happy to take it and wrap it right around our neck.
So, Todd and Doug for Workhorse?
Sure.
Who do you... Yeah. One over the other?
Who won? Todd?
MVP being
well,
crucial?
I think...
Are we
what
talking
is MVP?
About...
What is MVP?
Crucial element of success.
Yeah.
Todd, Doug, and Workhorse.
Do you want to split up between the two?
Yeah, Todd, like give, or Doug, the Workhorse, and Todd. Because Doug was going and pushing it by breaking in and getting the hilt, and then
yeah.
the Todd fighting Absolutely. Against him and stuff, yeah.
So, Persona Free.
And us just for jerking around on the thing.
But it was so fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a good song.
Jerking around.
Jerking on the ducks.
Yeah.
Jerking on the dock of the bay. Did we skip right skill, right time?
Yes, we did.
Because I'd like to nominate Joe. Because if it hadn't been for him, we'd have been fighting three dwarves on the dock.
Yeah. Awesome. Give yourself a fate point again for that.
Okay.
Thank you for that catch.
What?
I also skipped humor, what, but humor? No one had any character breaker tonight. That wraps up with the Artha.
Yay, Artha.
Much fun was had. Nice to have a full table again.
Yes.
Yes.
Can we put a banner on the page?
Yeah, I'm wrapped up in the Star Trek free to play beta right now, and I've totally lost track of everything. So yeah, I need to do that. I can just pull it off of the email, can't I?
Yeah, it's the full size image.
Okay. Yeah, I need to do that. I'm sorry I haven't done it yet.
That's it. Everyone say
goodnight.
Goodnight,
guys.
Night.
You've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusak Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Burning Wheel, the Adventure Burner, the Character Burner, the Magic Burner, and the Monster Burner are trademarks of Luke Crane. The Burning Wheel is copyright 2011, Luke Crane.